It's good to have you guys here for your first trip east, as I understand it.
Well, thank you. It's sure nice to be out here.
You guys had never been to the Maritimes before?
Our first time.
And so far?
We love it.
Good.
It's great. It's great. People are great. The country's great. The clubs are great.
Well, geez, I can't ask for much more than that. Now, you're from Edmonton, all the members of the band?
That's correct.
You have a four-piece band. Who are the other guys?
The drummer's name is Kevin Marcy. Bass player is Barry Letwin. Of course, Terry, Cole, and myself, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Four-piece band. Two guitars, bass, and drums.
How long you been together?
Officially, Silver Mountain Band is just under 8 months old.
Oh, so you guys are fresh off the press.
Sort of, but it's been in the planning for over 2 years.
Uh-huh. So you guys have played probably in various bands and been in different country groups.
Oh, yes. Terry and I have been together for about 20 years.
20 years?
You bet.
Since you guys were in the crib then.
Just about.
Just about, yeah. Okay. So what prompted you to come east? Is it something you've wanted to do for a while? Obviously, it's one of your first moves if you've only been together for 8 months.
We're trying to cover Canada. Doing as one big tour. We've done Western Canada, with the exception of British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably going to happen when we get back. And our second move was to come out east.
Right.
And it's going just nice, I tell you.
Good. Where else have you played down east while you've been here?
Moncton was our first stop, New Brunswick, Newcastle.
Uh-huh.
And 2 weeks here now. We're being held over for the second week. We were in Toronto, Cobourg.
Mm-hmm.
And we're probably going to stop back in TO on our way back.
Well, all right. Do you find a difference in the crowds between here and, say, out west or central Canada?
Indeed. There is a difference. It's hard to put a finger on it. People are very friendly here.
Mm-hmm.
They're not scared to talk to you.
Right.
And the overall feeling is good. It's very receptive toward the band. And that's a good feeling.
Yeah. Probably not as rowdy as the Western bars. Or,
well,
I don't mean that derogatory to West. I mean, like, loud and...
No, I understand. It's different. Some of the Western clubs you really can let go in.
Mm-hmm.
And so far over here, it's been really good, too.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, glad to hear some guys from the West who are enjoying themselves in the Maritimes. Now, for somebody who has not seen or heard the Silver Mountain Band, how would you describe your show?
I would describe it as country metal.
Country metal.
This is correct.
You better elaborate on that.
Country metal. I get nailed with this all the time. We're using the modern country music, and we're using a very heavy guitar feel.
Uh-huh.
To put it across. Almost we use almost like a rock visual aspect, but we're putting across a country rock act, and we're using we use fog on stage and. Flash cannons and stuff.
Whoa,
like that.
All right. So you're into what kind of material?
Waylon and Willie.
Oh, yeah.
Your standard cover tunes. Silver Mountain Band is starting to do a lot of its own stuff now, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, you're doing more and more of your original songs.
Yeah.
You write personally, Larry?
I do, myself.
Yeah. Anybody else in the band?
Everybody has their part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a record here that we're going to give a spin. What can you tell us about this one?
Well, it's our first 45.
Mm-hmm.
It was done about a year and a half ago, so it's not a fresh product as far as we're concerned, but we just released it in September last, and it's written by Ray Woodward, Edmonton man, and it's called If I Could Sing a Song Like Conway, and the storyline behind it is if... The fellow says if he could sing like Conway, he'd have it made, and basically that's about it.
Okay. Well, let's have a listen to it. This is the Silver Mountain Band on Country KHJ. If I could sing a song like Conway from the Silver Mountain Band out of Edmonton, who are playing at the Country Corral this week right through Sunday, and we have Larry Copra and Terry Cole from the band in here. That's a good record, guys.
Thank you, Andy.
Sounds good. Now, I noticed on the credits on the record that you co-produced it with the... Ray Woodward, who wrote the song.
That's correct.
And that was done in Edmonton.
Yes, the Woodband Music.
Mm-hmm. He wrote, that's a well-written song.
Yeah, he did a good job on it.
Reminds me of a song that the Statlers did on How to Be a Country Star. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
Similar kind of a theme.
Yeah, it does have a
And I'm sure that a lot of guys who have been in country can identify exactly with what you're saying there. I guess now you're trying to maybe get a record contract and eventually get an album together. Is that the plan?
We do have a format planned out for the band. We're probably going to do a couple more 45s and seed the market before we come out with an LP. We're getting our material together for an LP right now.
Right. So that's great. Very good. And once again, you're playing right through Sunday. Now, there's a matinee, is that correct? Or how does it work on
Sunday?
It's
a Sunday jamboree from 5 till 9.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody would like to get up and sing, they're welcome on stage.
Bring their instruments with them and let her rip.
You bet.
Good. The Silver Mountain Band from Edmonton at the Country Corral in Brookside Place tonight through Sunday. Guys, thanks for taking time to drop in, and best of luck.
Well, thank you very much.
That's Larry Coper and Terry Cole from the Silver Mountain Band, who are at the Corral this weekend. Coming up now to 22 before 4 at KHJ.